KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have light rain, 58 degrees in Atlantic so far. We picked up 81 hundredths of an inch of rainfall overnight for the past 24-hour period, with the rain beginning around 2 o'clock this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Topping local news, two truck drivers from Wisconsin were injured when the semi they were in rolled over early this morning on Interstate 80 here in Cass County. The Iowa State Patrol says the driver of the 2008 Peterbilt, 65-year-old Betty Detburner, who was wearing a seatbelt, and her husband, 62-year-old Larry Detburner, who was in the sleeper portion of the cab, both from Montello, Wisconsin, were transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac and Anita ambulance. Officials say the semi, which was hauling produce, was traveling east on I-80 at around 2:45 a.m. near the 68-mile marker when the rig drifted off onto the edge of the road. When Detburner was unable to get the semi back onto the road, the vehicle rolled into the south ditch, landing on its right side. The couple was trapped in the cab until rescue crews arrived and were able to free them. Responding to the scene was Anita Rescue, the Wyota First Responders, medevac ambulance, deputies of the Cass and Audubon County Sheriff's Department, and Iowa State Patrol. The accident remains under investigation. News time is 7:07.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now.
For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. At least one person suffered possible injuries during a single vehicle rollover accident south of Atlantic Wednesday evening. According to dispatch reports, the vehicle landed on its top about 2 miles south of town off of Olive Street, or what becomes 620th Street. The crash happened at around 6:25 p.m. Authorities say a man was outside the vehicle prior to the arrival of Atlantic Fire and Rescue, while a woman was stuck inside suffering from shoulder pain. No other details are currently available. The Cass County Sheriff's Office, Atlantic PD, and medevac ambulance, along with Atlantic Fire and Rescue, responded to the scene. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Wednesday released additional details about a road rage incident which occurred Sunday night on Interstate 80. As we had reported on our website Sunday night and on our news Monday, deputies responded to a report about a potential road rage incident having taken place about the 60-mile marker or Highway 71 interchange. The caller reported a woman on a three-wheeled motorcycle pointed what appeared to be a gun at their vehicle as she passed them. The sheriff's office located the motorcycle and the driver on I-80 in Cass County and arrested 32-year-old Jessica Jamison of Winterset. Jamison was taken into custody on a felony charge of terrorism and aggravated misdemeanor possession of weapon charge, along with interference with official acts. Jamison was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she posted bond and was released the following day. Police in Red Oak report two arrests on Wednesday. 52-year-old Rhonda Hahn of Malvern was arrested on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County for a failure to appear following a traffic stop Wednesday afternoon. Hahn was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and later turned over to authorities in Pottawatomie County. And 40-year-old Jason Sipes of Red Oak was arrested Wednesday evening in Red Oak on a warrant for failure to appear that was issued in Missouri. Sipes was taken to the jail and held without bond pending extradition to Missouri. The Cass County Board of Supervisors, acting on a recommendation by the County Conference Board and Iowa County's Information Technology Group, or ICIT, approved the hiring of a person to handle the county's GIS, or Geographic Information System. A committee comprised of Supervisor Gaylord Schelling, Assessor Brendan Nelson, Treasurer Tracy Marshall, and Engineer Charles Marker will be responsible for advertising the position and interviewing prospective candidates. Assessor Brendan Nelson requested the supervisors approve the new hire based on a report by ICIT, which she also recommended, the county hire an IT or information specialist, information technology specialist, that is. Their main priority right now, according to Nelson, is for a GIS specialist.
We do have funding for that person for the first year, and possibly from there forward, we would ask some of the other departments to kick in for the other parts of the person's salary or benefits.
Nelson said she would hope that less than 50% of the funds necessary to pay for a GIS person's salary would come out of her budget the next fiscal year, so the conference board won't have a controlling interest in that position. She said the money she has set aside for this year, about $50,000, would more than cover a GIS person's salary for the current fiscal year. Nelson, Marker, and Marsha all agreed that having a GIS specialist in-house instead of outsourcing the position would be a time saver for them and a great benefit for the taxpayers. Charles Marker said GIS is a way of the future, and Auditor Dale Sunderman agreed.
It's so broad and it can do so many things. It makes the information readily and speedily available.
Nelson said some work may still need to be outsourced, but the majority of it can be done in-house. The committee tasked with hiring a GIS specialist hopes to have the position filled within a couple of months. News time is 7:12.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now.
For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you.
In the funeral announcements, Dorothy Schechinger, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Dorothy Schechinger will be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Daniel Bear Yowell, age 32, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Daniel Yowell will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jeanette Geddes, age 80, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Jeanette Geddes will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Warren Jacobson, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Monday. Funeral services for Warren Jacobson will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Darlene Peterson, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Darlene Peterson will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen Warner, age 95, of Avoca, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Helen Warner will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Marvin Butch Wilford Peterson, age 76, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Butch Peterson will be held on Saturday at 2:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.